White. Healdsburg, California, February 6, 1883. Dear Willie, I hope to hear from you as often as once a week, but I do not hear once a month. Brother Whalen comes in and says, "Have you heard from Willie yet?" I answer, "No, I hope to hear something by and by." It is not right to be so reticent. I want to know what you are doing. I want to know what Edson is doing. Samuel Abbey owes me $300, principal and interest. I have received $500. I would like the rest. Please collect it for me. Brother Whalen cannot keep many hands employed now until you come home and tell him what to do about the heating apparatus. His health has been very poor, but he is improving since I gave him Mrs. Temple's remedy. The school is doing well. Sidney Brownsberger says he wrote you a long letter but has received no answer. Brother Whalen came again today to see if any letters came from you. He closed the door but soon came back stating, "If it will be any consolation to you, I will tell you to rest assured his time is well employed." Sisters Ings and Abby and myself had a laugh over that. I would have written oftener, but my eyes would not let me write anything after my pages on Volume 4 were written. So you see, I am excused. But do write your mother a few lines, if only a postal. We pray for you every day, that God would give you wisdom and guide you all right. I believe He will. Why does not Edson write a line? Has his business so absorbed his mind he forgets he has a mother? I have not heard from Oakland for some time. I suppose they are all well. I would write to Mary White oftener if I were you, if I did not write to anyone else. Please to answer this question now, before you forget it. Where is the agreement with Michael? Ask Edson if he knows where these papers are. I cannot find them. Are they at Battle Creek, in the safe? It is thought I can collect my money when the grapes are gathered, but I must have my papers to tell something of how we stand. Brother Meade sent in his last month's report, a charge against me of $12 for wood. What does this mean? Do I pay for wood he burns when he makes such charges? I wish he would enlighten my mind by specifying the particulars. I have waited patiently for something. Some ray of knowledge in regard to my business, but none comes. I am as dark as midnight. Well, goodbye, Mother.